I guess we've got to start at the beginning. I don't want to get too "This Is Your Life" on you, Alan, but it's such a an unusual profession, I guess, to end up in. Talking us through these sporting moments. I do have to ask you sort of how it all started and how you ended up, being in my ears so often when these fantastic events are happening on my TV and radio.
Well, John, it might sound crazy, but I intended very little of it. When I was at university, I did have a desire to go into journalism, but I thought my ideal career was with the Belfast Telegraph newspaper in Northern Ireland. Broadcasting, no, definitely not. But it was a careers officer at my university who suggested to me, and I thought he was crazy, that I should apply to join the BBC. The BBC at the time, I think it still does, maybe called something different. They had what was known as a news training system. And they took on about a dozen graduates every year to train as broadcast journalists. And the reason they took them on in that way is they didn't want anybody sullied by newspaper journalism. They wanted, quote, virgin broadcasters who they would train in the way they wanted to. So I applied for this and I didn't think I had a cat in hell's chance of getting it. But I realized that I must be getting close when they flew me to London again. I had an initial interview in London and they flew me again to have a medical check because I'm diabetic. And I thought, hey, they're taking this seriously. And yes, they offered me one of those 12 positions.
Incredible.
So virtually straight from university, I joined the BBC. That was in 1975. And appropriately, I joined on the 1st of April. And I thought, well, where is this going to lead to?